1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. Yo, how are you feeling tonight, ladies and gentlemen, bro? Tonight we have another amazing episode. We have an exclusive interview with the one and only SK, coming all the way from Ontario, completely different world. No, I'm joking. It's just right across the corner. Not the point. Before we get into our crazy interview, we got two new songs that we're going to be debuting right here, right now. The first one that we're going to be playing is called Hustle Up by Deli K and J-Rock Jax, bro. Deli K has been on our radar for a minute. She's been on our show. Huge supporter. Shout out to her for always supporting. You already know what it is. It's another classic. Then next up, we have Sleeping Beauty by Sauslin and Double, bro. It's going to be another amazing hit from these two incredible artists. I can't wait to play it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. And after that, we're going to get into our interview with SK, who's premiering four new songs, bro. This is a record for us, but we never actually had four exclusives. I'm excited. This is going to be a crazy show. But before we play all these crazy songs, bro, I got to tell you guys about a cool little event that's happening this Sunday at TRH, bro. Organized by the one and only Bim Boy Curly, bro. Bim Boy Curly is the homie, bro. The guy is the GOAT. You already know this. We've had him on the show plenty of times. But he's having his own event this Sunday, bro. Get your tickets now. It's going for about like $10. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing show. There's going to be tons of different artists. Be sure to pull up. It's going to be the best event you can ever ask for, because it's going to be the best ever. So now, without further ado, this is Hustle Up by Deli K and J-Rock Jax. Let's get into it. Let's get it. 1690 to come up.
Put in work over time, put in reps, that's a love, you never match my grind. Street cash, when you hit me up, I'll be chatting on my line. Street switch, trying to level up, I got motion, got no time. Stay down till I'm up, I put in work over time. Put in reps, that's a love, you can never match my grind. Straight up, trying to rise above, you can never drag me down. Street switch, trying to level up, I got motion, got no time. Time. I'm trying to get busy, I'm trying to come up. Didn't come here to make friends, I'm making it clear so you understand. If I cut you off, why is it say you ain't part of the plan? Yeah, I'm trying to make bands, trying to pop out a show for the gram. Stay on butter, to me you're a fan, huh? Gotta call it like it is, spade is a spade. And me, I'm an ace, you ain't up to my speed. Why are you trying to raise it up for debate? Like, see the sweat on my face, like, can't match the pace, just sit on a bench. Put a reps in if it come from my place, like. Stay down till I'm up, I put in work over time. Put in reps, that's a love, you can never match my grind. Street cash, when you hit me up, I'll be chatting on my line. Street switch, trying to level up, I got motion, got no time. Stay down till I'm up, I put in work over time. Put in reps, that's a love, you can never match my grind. Straight up, trying to rise above, you can never drag me down. Straight to it, trying to level up, I got motion, got no time.
I put in work, OT, okay. New swag, no the drip, OP, okay. Posted up in a VIP, I've been getting to a bag, high key. Shorty bad, but she just like me, bad. From the jungle, I done left with a me. Waking up and I brush my teeth, brush. When I'm done, put it on before I leave, okay. Watch how you stepping, okay. VVS, all these diamonds authentic, okay. Pray to God, I've been counting my blessings. In my city, you know what I'm repping. In the Benz on the road, acting reckless. Peep the rims, you can see a reflection. Niggas hating be all in my mentions. They be feeling too hard for attention. Nigga, check this. This ain't no gimme. Say what's the word, if you with it, I'm with it. If it comes to it, I know how to get it. If it comes to it, my young niggas spin it. Them niggas, they been outside in a minute. I'ma just stack, I ain't got me no limit. Breaking the back every time when I'm in it. Get you some money and gouge your feelings. We back in the building, let's go.
Stay down till I'm up, I put in work over time. Put in reps, that's a love, you can never match my grind. Street cash, when you hit me up, I'll be chatting on my line. Street to it, trying to level up, I got motion, got no time. Stay down till I'm up, I put in work over time. Put in reps, that's a love, you can never match my grind. Straight up, trying to rise above, you can never drag me down. Street to it, trying to level up, I got motion, got no time.
Yes, sir. That was Hustle Up by Deli K and J-Rock Jax, bro. What a crazy-ass song, bro. So lit. Next up, we got Sleeping Beauty by Sauslin and Double. Let's get it.
Dame, run it up.
Huh? Okay. You know, Sauslin and Double on track.
Huh. Okay, I'll be grinding all night like I'll be getting no sleep. Make sure my guy's good, promise we gon' all eat. European footwear is why I'm rockin' on my feet. Piss a nigga when I'm on the mic, I spit some real heat. Sexy females in the section, we have more than three. Nigga, it's saucy, too official, too elite. Mama told me never back down, never admit defeat. She got a fat ass and she cute, that's my kryptonite. Shorty, I got some Casamigos, so we get in lit tonight. Zaza is some Annie and you know, that's what give me right. Chillin' at the crib, writing lyrics all night. If you want some problem, pussy nigga, then it's on site. I'm looking fresh and I'm dripping and some off-white. Nigga, this a comfort, nigga, this something like this a freestyle, nigga. I didn't even write.
Elle me dit de rêver en couleur, violet sera mon mirage. J'ai plus mais j'suis pas dos, mais quand je me lis, je vois son visage. C'est trop bizarre, elle est confuse, c'est trop bizarre. Des pirates sur le sillage, violence rend mes cauchemars. Quatrième dimension, capé sous la ceinture. On va te faire le portrait comme si c'était de la peinture. 3 drive, 4 masques, 4 gouttes dans une voiture. Mon latte met sous bras, frérot, j'suis de la Hercule. Si t'es pas un des miens, il vaut mieux que tu recules. Si t'as pas compris, frérot, faut que t'écoutes l'interlude. Si j't'attrape, frérot, là j'agrois te percute. Là j'ai rien écrit, frérot, le fichetin te percute. Le fustin te percute, frérot. Faut que tu reprennes ta tête, frérot.
Yeah, told my brothers I got us, yeah, we gon' be alright. I'm a diamond in the rough, y'all niggas more than I. I don't like these niggas, sharp shot in the peace sign. I don't think you heard me, so I said it 3 times. Tutor with the pros, yeah, we just poured 3 lines. Big booty, light skin, just walk past, yeah, she's so fine.
Cat, elle est trop bad. Cat, elle est trop bad. MC Doop, je te fonde, MC Doop, fais-moi smoke. MC Doop, tu me fais bombe, MC Doop, Doop, Doop. MC Doop, 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 je lui dis Doop, Doop, Doop. Je lui dis danse, 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 fais des tours, tours, tours.
The 6090, that was Sleeping Beauty by Sauslin and Double, bro. What a crazy ass song to start off the night. However, tonight is about the one, the only, SK in the building, man. How are you feeling, man?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm glad to be here.
Of course, bro. Thank you for pulling up, man. All the way from Ontario, bro. That's some dedication, man.
You got to.
How was the trip? It was good?
It was light. It was only like 2 hours, so. I'm only in Ottawa. I'm not like deep Ontario, so I'm pretty close.
That's cool. That's all. But yeah, you know what, bro? We're happy to have you, man.
Thank you
for the commitment. So let's get into it, man. So let's start off with, you know, just a basic little introduction for the viewers out there. So tell us about you. Who is SK?
I'm an artist who's actually from here. I'm from Montreal. I started making music here, like, I think releasing music in like 2018. I did it for a couple years, and then I got into like nightclub promoting and stuff, and like I was like, you know, you got to make money somehow, right? So I kind of took a pause on releasing music to really like master my craft, and I popped back out in 2023.
That's what's up, man. You've been making a hell of moves lately, bro.
Trying to.
Dude, you have an upcoming project that's highly anticipated, bro.
Yes. I've changed the name like 4 times, but like the project is coming. It's coming out this month.
This month, bro. And you still haven't had a name?
Nah, bro. I've decided it's like self-titled. Like, it's just the SK tape.
SK tape. Oh, you know what? It has a cool ring to it. Am I gonna lie? Is it more of an EP or an album?
I wanted to call it an album, but I'm picky and I cut too many songs. So it's an EP. I didn't hit 12 tracks. So.
Damn. Okay, no, that's cool.
We got 7, though. We got 7. 7 coming.
7, that's all I'm... You know what, bro? We have 4 that we're gonna be playing tonight, bro. I can't wait. So that's just like already halfway, bro. So you know what? It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be awesome.
Just
I can't
imagine the ones I'm not playing.
Boy, they're gonna be started, bro. This is gonna be awesome. It's gonna be lit, and everyone's gonna be listening to it too. We also have TikTok live right now. You can check me out at Matteo Sergiovanni live on TikTok. Actually, no, it's Matt Sergiovanni. My fault. But not the point. So let's talk more about your origin story, bro. So how did you get into music and the music industry in general?
Damn. So basically, I was like 14, 15. It was like classic. I went to like a predominantly like school of minorities kind of thing, and I was also like not a system kid, but as close as you can get to it. So like hip hop and like culture was kind of always around. And then yeah, probably like 14, 15, just one of the homies like had a shitty Blue Yeti mic in a closet, you know what I mean? Oh, so he started messing around, and I was garbage type shit. But then I had a homie, Jay Remy Beats from the West Island. He's like pretty popping now. He's doing his thing. He just like saw something in me and was like, bro, like stick with it. Because he saw that like I had a lot of issues growing up. Like I was orphaned to 14. Damn, type man. Shit. I was on my own, bouncing from like friend's house to friend's house, whatever. So like the one thing that followed me the whole time was the music. And he just kept telling me like, yo, just keep doing it, keep doing it. He used to put up with my ass, like re-record takes for me and songs, you know, mix it for free, like make me custom beats, all that. And like just to keep me motivated, whatever. And then eventually I had already DJ'd like techno and all that. And like even younger than 14, like I was performing at raves at, like from 13 to like 17 as like a techno DJ.
Okay.
On top of like rapping and everything. And I just took my knowledge from like learning FL to produce techno and stuff and converted it to like making my own beats for a bit, and then producing for myself and engineering for myself. And I kind of just like, yeah man, when everything goes wrong, music is the one thing that's still there every single time without a doubt.
So. Honestly man, I couldn't agree with you more. It's always such a prominent thing in like life itself. I feel like music is the one thing that makes the human race like unique within the entire universe almost. You know what I mean? It's like the one thing.
It's like the one thing that even if you don't necessarily understand the words, everybody understands the feelings of music. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? No matter what language you speak, where you're from, it doesn't matter.
It's a vibe. It's an emotion. You know what I mean? It's so much more than just like listening to something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
It's just like you can use. It just provides something, and I love that. So, what made you like switch from techno to hip hop?
I mean, I got older, like, obviously being an orphan and stuff, like, allegedly I got involved in activities of, that kind of come along with rapping and stuff, because it's like, you can't do that forever, you gotta kind of try to figure something out, right? So it was like the next best thing, I guess.
100%.
You know what I mean?
It's all allegedly.
It's all allegedly, exactly, bro. I don't know,
maybe, who knows, maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. But no, man, it's cool. But honestly, that's really cool. So when did you drop your first tape?
I dropped my first tape. Actually, I'm with my brother right now, Steven. What year? Was it 2022 I dropped SK World? Yeah, 2022 I dropped my first tape on SoundCloud. And it was on all platforms under my old name, Shorty Cold.
Oh, that's what's up. Cool.
Yeah, it's like I rebranded in 2023 when I came back to it.
Is that what SK stands for?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I just abbreviated it. Like, I wasn't like... Shorty Cold was my name because I was short and I'm anemic, so I used to like complain about being cold all the time. So all my friends like just attached, like already called me Shorty, and then I just took the cold from them being like, yo, stop complaining about being cold. So I put the two together.
You know what, bro? I get cold too sometimes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like skinny white boys, bro. It's cold out
That's
here.
That's what's up, bro. We gotta stick together type shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Timothy Chalamet type shit, bro.
That's what's up, bro.
But honestly, man, that's
shout
really
out, bro.
Cool. Shout out Timothy, bro. Crazy marketing. He could play you in a movie.
I could play him in a movie.
Yo, for real?
Stunt double type shit.
Dude, stunt double. You do stunts?
I mess around with it. I can get down.
For the right price.
For the right price.
For the right price, I feel you. No, man, that's pretty lit, man. So we have four songs that we're going to be previewing tonight. So first off, the first song we're going to be playing is called Walked Right In, and the other one's called Kara. What can you say about these two songs?
They're actually the first two songs on the tape in order.
Okay, cool.
So it's gonna get mixed up afterwards, but for now you're hearing like the intro to the tape.
So. Okay, cool. I'm really excited. Yeah. So we really like walked right in,
dude.
That's what's up. Okay, yo, so this is like it's like a full circle moment. That's really cool.
That's it.
So when can we like expect like an actual full debut album?
I got music I'm putting away. I just, with the game and with people's attention spans, it's like when the album makes itself or when it feels right, that's when y'all will get the debut album. Mm. You know what I mean? But I don't want to put it out without the right budget. I don't want to put it out without the right producers. I want to really showcase what I know I'm capable of doing. I just don't necessarily have the team yet to do it, and I'm in the process of building it, so... We gonna hear SK's work for now, and then wait till I have a team behind me, and you know what I'm saying? That's when the album will come.
Hopefully, come soon, bro, because I'm excited to listen.
We got plans.
Oh, okay, yo, don't test me like
that. Just no twin just got signed, so like things might happen, bro.
Dude, don't test me like that, man.
Shout out Jello for real.
But also, you have fur.
Yes, sir.
Not in the weird way, but like the album. No, not the album. The company, Fur.
Yes, sir. I'm the first ambassador.
The first ambassador, bro. Yes. We're going to talk more about that right as soon as we play these two songs, Walked Right In and K-Ro. I'm super excited to be playing these right now. So, yo, without further ado, we're going to give these listeners a worldwide exclusive.
Yeah.
Yo, 1690, the come up, bro. This
Let's
is
get it.
All new SK, Walked Right In, and K-Ro. Let's get it.
Body bends, move too fast. Push the start and I hit that gas. If you wanna race, we can hit that drag. You'll see the taillights, so give me that bag. They won't come around, cause I got that cash. Where the fuck was y'all at when I was on my ass? But now they all want the game I had. Act like my sons, but I ain't they dead. Big body bends, move too fast.
See the lights
and I do the dash. Finger right and I take a left. I don't think he's seen it. Full throttle, high speed it. I'm swerving and squeezing the demon. Body bands move too fast.
See the lights
and I do the dash. Finger right and I take a left. I don't think he's seen it. Full throttle, high speed it. I'm swerving and squeezing the demon. Big stepper, purple denim, and the Fendi on my pants are. Paparazzi taking pictures when I'm hopping up the Benz truck. Ain't no pat downs, walked right in with the hammer. Word around town, SK, he the man. They asked me how I did it, I said, boy, you gotta stand up. Stand down, gotta have it planned. Gotta watch that back door, cause when you up, they'll get you ran down. We used to be your friend, but ain't no way that boy your man's. Don't get caught up in the trap now. Caught up like a rat now. They coming for your hat now. Me and you raw versus smack. Don't get caught up in the trap now. Caught up like a rat now. They coming for your hat now. Me and you raw versus smack down. Big body bands move too fast. Push the start and I hit that gas. If you wanna race, we can hit that drag. You'll see the taillights, so give me that bag. They won't come around, cause I got that cash. Where the fuck was y'all at when I was on my ass? But now they all want the game I had. Act like my sons, but I ain't they dead.
Big body bands
move too fast.
See the lights
and I do the dash. Figure right and I take a left. I don't think he's seen it. Full throttle, high speed it. I'm swerving and squeezing the demon.
Let the world know, Shabo.
I just sent a 6 to a 9 and then a kilo. Whole block calling me the neighborhood hero. I move like a wise guy, call me Lil De Niro. In the West, there was some feelings, but you know I'm from the East, though. I move military, you'll never catch me without the stick on me. Now they wanna fuck me, bitches used to pick on me. Used to look up to these mans, and now they calling me they big. They said it's lonely at the top, yeah, you know I've been big lonely. That's your job, yeah, your bitch told me. Moving bricks, swear to God, I feel like Big Tony. Big money, yeah, yeah, yo. Brody, let that K go. If that boy my lean, gotta hit it with the K-Ro. Say we won't, but they know. Give your bro a halo. Get rich or die trying, and baby, you know I can't. And I'ma die about mines, ain't afraid to let that thing go. I wanna live a long life, so I gotta keep that thing close, yeah. I just turned a 6 to a 9 and then a kilo. Whole block calling me the neighborhood hero. I move like a wise guy, call me Lil De Niro. In the West, there was some feelings, but you know I'm from the East, though. I move militant, you'll never catch me without the stick on me. Now they wanna fuck me, bitches used to pick on me. Used to look up to these mans, and now they calling me they big. They said it's lonely at the top, yeah, you know I've been big lonely.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics.
unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're gonna have to tune into Sex in the 60th, a weird play on Sex in the City, on Sundays at 1 p.m. hosted by Abraxia, to hear the weirdest, psychiest, craziest, wackiest show on the airwaves on CJLO. You're gonna hate it. No, you're gonna love it. No, you're gonna hate it. I don't know if you have to tune in to know how you're gonna feel about it. I don't know.
Hey, it's Lisa Clara. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
We are back at it again. That was all new SK, bro. Y'all just got a worldwide premiere, bro. Everyone in the studio right now is going crazy because that shit was hard, bro. Yo, so how you feel about that, man?
This shit sound crazy on these headphones, man. I'm like, dude, damn, I mixed that?
It sounds really good. It sounded really, really good. The bass was crazy.
Yeah, bro.
And you engineered and mixed all that by yourself?
Yeah, I didn't make the beats. Low-key, I'm not gonna lie. I know Vernie produced the first beat. I think it's December produced the second beat.
Shout out to both of them, though, for real. But it's really impressive. We don't really have a lot of engineers on the show. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, bro. I'm too picky with my vocals, and like I always do things that if you were an engineer trying to mix somebody else's vocals, you wouldn't get it until it was mixed, if that makes sense. Like I'm the only one that can do it because I know how it's supposed to sound after. But like if I just go like homies gonna be like, what am I supposed to do with that, bro? Like, what do I do with that?
100%. But how did you learn how to do engineering, though?
YouTube and like 1,000 hours of horrible songs. Like dead ass, bro. YouTube and 1,000 hours of like the most garbage, unmixed, distorted, like
auto-tune, like max.
Yeah, like not even in the right key, bro. Like, ooh, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah. So
I didn't know key was a thing at one point.
Dude, you know what? A lot of people don't, and you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny.
Damn.
But honestly, Brandon, it's very well engineered, very well mixed. You should be very proud, because you know what? It
appreciate
sounds
it,
fire, bro.
It.
It's really stills. Good. So what can you tell us about the other two songs? So, Investigations and...
I actually got the co-writer of... Investigations in the room with me. Shout out Lucas. He's my creative consultant. Yeah.
Yo, shout out to him. Do you want to say something about the song?
He's a shy one, you know? But and then song number two is actually like one of my biggest songs, I'd say. Well, I guess song number four is one of my biggest tracks so far. It's produced by I Love You Kimchi from I'm Working on Dying.
Okay, cool.
So like Oogie Mane's girl.
Damn, okay,
so
cool.
It's like super huge production. It also has a crazy feat on it from my boy LD from Ottawa.
Shout out to him.
I don't know if y'all remember, I forget the exact name of it, but it was like he was the Heart Hurt Kid on TikTok. He blew up like last year. He got like millions of plays and shit. Like everybody knew him. He shot the video at the ring here. It was a crazy music video that popped off. It was at the ring here.
What's it called?
His name's LD. It was called Heart Hurt.
Is it on streaming?
Yeah, it's on streaming platforms, I think. But it might have got taken down because the producer like didn't like his split and flagged it. So I don't know if it's on platforms anymore. But it's called Heart Hurt by LD.
Heart Hurt, bro.
LD letters, like, spelled.
I gotta find this, bro. Because, honestly, if... I might have heard it. Heart Hurt. No, there's nothing here. Oh,
no,
man.
I must have got taken down.
Damn.
Shout out, bro, though.
Yo, shout out to him, bro. Did you know that he's gonna be on the radio tonight?
No, I didn't tell him.
Damn!
I'm like, yeah, I just... I have someone filming it, and I'm just gonna send it to him after.
Just send it to him, like,
I'm like,
surprise!
Surprise! You're on the radio tonight, gang.
Was no, that's fine, but that's really cool, man. Honestly, shout out to you, man. Crazy production, crazy engineering. This was a good teamwork thing. It was just, I feel like a lot of people don't like realize how much of a group effort making like one song is.
It is, bro. Like, honestly, man, if all these, there's so many different cliques in like the Ottawa scene and the Montreal scene, if we all just like took our strong suits and put our heads together instead of like clashing and beefing and trying to be cooler than each other, we would all be up. Ottawa scene would look like the UK scene. That's why all the UK guys are coming down to Canada and stealing our scene and stealing our fans, because we're not doing it right. We're hating on each other. We're not putting each other on.
I've heard about that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, if we all just put our, we're all so gifted and skilled. Like, if we all just teamed up and like, you know what I'm
just
saying?
Pop off together.
But like, I'm the last, like, I'm saying this, but I'm part of the problem. You know what I mean? And so I get it. Like, we're not going to change, but like, we should.
Honestly, yeah, no, I feel like a lot of people who come on the show like talk about like a lot of Toronto, like Toronto and how like it just overshadows everyone.
Yeah, but that's dying, bro. That scene is like on its way out.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, if you're looking at their like rap scene, it's on its way out. R&B will never die in Toronto.
Oh,
it's the city of R&B, you know what I mean? But like when it comes to like rap and underground sound, like, yeah, it's just not really doing what it used to do. Their venues are all getting shut down, like, it's just not really, like, popping the way it used to be. And a lot of underground Toronto artists are coming to Ottawa. And, like, the only people really popping in Toronto still is, like, F the Numbers.
Okay.
And then there's Snooze Fest from Ottawa. They keep doing events out there, too. But, like, other than that, bro, like, for the underground scene, there's not really much popping.
Dude, honestly, because when you think about Ontario, you don't really think about Ottawa at first. You think about most of Toronto.
You think of Toronto.
Dude, but honestly, Ottawa's been popping off.
Think it, like, Jello and them, that's Ontario too, bro. Alexandria. There's so many other places that people don't think about.
Dude, and you know, it's the same thing with Montreal. Montreal, one of the main problems is that even though everyone knows each other, it's all one big community, but no one grows out of it. They don't grow outside of Montreal, so it's all like local, like really local artists.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, amazing, talented artists. Like, you'll find some of the most unique sounds you'll ever hear, but you won't ever hear from them outside of the province.
I got one word for that topic.
What's that?
Gatekeeping.
Perfect word. That's like the best word,
bro,
for that.
Man's like, my cousin just did a song with Too Slimy. Why didn't all his boys get on? Like, why didn't they all get put on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Homies, like, I have a homie in Ottawa just did a song with Sav4X.
I haven't heard from him.
Nobody else in Ottawa made the connect and everything. Sav4X is, like, one of the big Toronto artists in, like, the Casper Lane and all those guys right now. It's, like, our 100-band plan. He's, like, one of the current names. But, like, yeah, like, why aren't we, like, once these people get to the town and mess with one artist, why aren't we being, like, okay, look at this whole scene we have, and now our whole scene can thrive off of those connects and those, like, opportunities. But, like, we don't do that. We gatekeep. We act like we're friends with the guy that came down that we got that one song with or some shit. Like, nah, bro, like, I'm gonna go link him, and maybe I'll call you after. Like, maybe I can get you at the AP or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird energy, but, like, you know?
It's very, like,
it's gatekeeped.
It is. It's, like, tension-ish, kind of. It's, like, it's weird. No one really talks about it that much. It's, like, I feel like when it comes to, like, people from Ontario or, like, even, like, outside, like, just anywhere outside the province, a lot of people, like, are weird, like, weird, not weirded out, but, like, the French language. They think it's just French.
Yeah. No, I hear that. I was going to say, like, it's actually, like, in Ottawa, when I say I'm from Montreal, it actually opens a lot of doors. Being in a smaller city than Montreal, there, everyone thinks, like, I have something to offer because they're like, oh, you used to work at those clubs? Like, you can definitely handle our little pub venues and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, I don't really, like, luckily for me, I kind of get to, like, I'm the lucky one where I'm from the cool city, not the opposite, where, like, I'm from Ottawa coming here, you know what I mean?
100%.
But, like, I definitely see what you mean. Yeah, like, it's an issue. I feel like people just, it's, like, it's a mix of gatekeeping, egos, and, like, people getting too high off that one win.
Yeah.
And just, like, thinking you're just, like, you gotta follow it up with something. You gotta, like, you know what I mean? Everyone, like, gets some crazy motion, and then they just cool guy that motion. Don't do anything to, like, use that motion to get bigger, and then it's, like, right back where we all started. And now the event has the same 150 kids that were there last week. Because we didn't, once we got that motion, we didn't do the extra promo into this and that. You know what I mean? So it's like,
hard to grow.
Yeah.
Basically, it's hard to like expand from outside the box and like get new people.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Montreal. It's like, even though it's like a big melting pot of like different like cultures and genres, it's mostly everyone's like divided by their own genre.
Yeah, I feel like a big Montreal issue too is everybody's kind of like a 1-2 kid that I'll leave unnamed made a sound that was working for them, and all these other little kids now hopped on that wave, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it wasn't even good the first time. You know what I mean?
And
like it was semi okay music from them, but it was good because it was unique and it was their thing. But when you're all making like not good music, it just makes the scene look not worth anybody's time. Like,
trust me.
It's like, stop cloning garbage. Like,
it's
if you're
all
gonna
a bunch
clone,
of like,
clone like people that are actually successful and that might work out for you. You know what I mean?
It's all a bunch of like cookie cut copy paste.
Yeah, like they're all they use the same edits, the same like beats, the same producers, the same presets. Like, it's all the same.
So it's all like a vicious cycle, basically.
Yeah,
it's just like a never ending just cycle of mediocrity.
Yeah, but yeah, bro, it's pretty.
Speaking of promotion, so you told us prior that you were quite the big promoter.
Yeah,
back
was,
in the day,
I was definitely more of a promoter than an artist at one point.
That's really cool. Do you want to get into that?
Yeah, I mean, like I was rest in peace, my brother. It's actually the second anniversary today of
Damn.
The day he died. So shout out Broski,
shout out
Millis
to him,
forever,
for
fucking
real.
LLM, you know. But I started a company back in 2024. No, 2020. I guess end of 2023 because he died at the beginning of 2024. But yeah, I promoted. I was a head promoter of Trash. We were like the only promoters there, and we kind of like saved them from their demise, kind of thing.
Demise. Damn,
yeah,
was
like
that
they
bad?
they were borderline closing, and we made. We started the wave that made Trash what it is today. Like, Trash was like getting canceled for like a bunch of like.
Conspiracy.
R-word conspiracies,
oh, okay.
And like creepiness and whatever, and we like got rid of all those weird ass people.
Good.
Excuse my language. And like brought in like a younger, cooler, more diverse, like 50-50 split male to female ratio scene.
That's always important.
Cool kid, you know what I mean? And like bilingual too. It wasn't just all like English kids from the West Island and hung out there like it used to be, all just like the skaters and stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We made it just like more open to everyone and cool, and then when we left they kind of just ran with that, and look at them now, right? They're killing it. Like, they're doing great. So.
They're doing amazing. Yo, so you have a bunch of lore. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yo,
I also like, I can say probably the reason why City Boys as a promotion team exploded.
Serious?
Yeah, because we like, they were like our competition, right? And we got hired by them first. And then kind of like saw what they did right and wrong, and then, you know, did everything right and didn't make those same mistakes. Got all the contracts like they were trying to get. And then it just ended up being like promo war as Montreal happens, you know. And then my brother died, and I just kind of like, once again, everything went wrong, and what was their music not promoting, you know what I mean?
No, 100%. Then they really just, it created the switch, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I really like locked in. I was like, okay, nah. Clearly, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
100%, man. But it's really cool to see what everyone can do in, like, different circumstances. It's
it definitely helped with music. Like, learning to promote, just learning sales and, like, promotion in general definitely helped with...
Huge.
Like, content creation, like, rollouts, everything, event organizing. Like, now I throw shows. I don't host club events. So, like...
I like that. I really... Because, you know what? That's not common. A lot of people like to just, like, okay, yo, here's a song. Here it is. There's no promo. There's no rollout. There's no anticipation. A lot of people just, they'll do like a random like show. Here's a song. Mm-hmm. Releasing in a day. I like that you're able to actually like do an event. Do the actual rollout.
That's exactly like I did the first interview with 233 Cast.
Shout out to them.
Kind of dropped the name of the tape. Changed the name of it. Then I just did my event Underrated. Shout out all the artists that performed Underrated. They all went crazy. And that was all kind of part of, okay, the rebranded tape is coming. So this was kind of like my showcase. I played the whole tape in my set. I headlined the show. And then now I'm here again. I've kind of learned I used to just drop shit. Like, you know, just put things out, one reel and a song, and it's like expecting something to happen. It's like, no. Like, now I've learned to build the anticipation, you know what I mean? Make them want it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they have to earn that shit.
Or annoy them so long that by the time it's out, they're like, okay, I'm going to click it. You know what I mean?
It's like you have to get them in their head. Because you know what? Even though people in the comments are like, yo, okay, just drop it, bro. I've heard this shit all my times.
Yeah.
You know what? It works. Because you know what? You're talking about it.
That
you're
ass.
Engaging. You're doing me a favor. But
That's
honestly, it's really like... you're ahead of the game. Like, and I honestly respect that.
Appreciate it.
You rarely hear that.
I've had a lot of good people and like good, like not necessarily full on mentors, but just like good people look out for me and kind of like push me in the right direction. Like, I have to shout out Deflare Beats, City Fidelia, and House of Ensemble in Ottawa. Crazy music collective. They're a non-profit music collective for the most part. Like, a lot of their profits go back into the scene and like just the community and everything in general. Deflare was a big part of me kind of like getting out of a lot of that alleged activity too, and really taking the music seriously. Getting sober and making music was like a huge thing. Like, my music definitely elevated once I started making music sober. He was a big part in that. So like, I guess I got lucky, and I was trying hard enough while failing that people saw how hard I was trying and gave me a shot over and over again until I figured it out. It's like, I owe it to them type shit.
Dude, you know what? Trying isn't about getting it on the first try. It's always about learning about your mistakes. And you know what? I think that's like the best
thing.
I'm
like fully going to steal the Lil Uzi thing, but it's like, how are you going to hate on somebody for trying? Dude. Like, I'm trying.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying, bro.
Like, I posted something about that the other day, too. It's like, the realest thing ever. Because you know what? Like, why is it, like, corny to, like, keep trying? Like, I'm doing something, but you're not.
Like, I failed. Okay, yeah. But you didn't even try.
Exactly.
So you more than failed. You double failed.
Like, you learned something about it, too. Like, you learned from your mistakes, so now you can be better. And that's what's honestly the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
It's so, like, perfect. It's so, like, I don't know, it's just wholesome. You know what I mean? It's all good. I'm happy to see that you've evolved into something amazing. And I can't wait to keep seeing that within, not just, like, in person, but also, like, through your music and your projects. I think that's really cool, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So much to come. So much to come.
Speaking of things to come, bro, we got your two new songs, Investigations and Torbus, featuring LD, bro. You ready to play this?
Let's go.
Bro, 69, The Come Up, Investigations. We're going to start off with that. Let's get it.
Slide on blocks when they get lit. Got plenty shells, sing like Adele when I set fire to the rain. Yeah, I set fire to the rain. Then I ignited in the race, and I'm just praying for my twin. He got indicted on that. Yeah, I just pray he beat his case, but the lawyer great, and he paid. He said, bro, don't say a thing. Yeah, everything gon' be okay. Change your number, don't keep nothing where you stay. Stay in your lane. 8 more months, they'll go away. Until then, don't leave a trace. Watch how you knock, you might get sprayed. Guns on the couch and racks in the safe. Car outside with the headlights on, it's way too late. It might be the Jakes, or it might be the Ops, cause they love to watch, but they never pop shit. Ain't really on shit. All they ever really do is just talk shit. Me too, you can say that I'm toxic. I said, baby, I'm gone. Geeking up, I'm in my zone. Might not be back till the morning. Just picked up the phone. Play said he gon' drop a load. So listen, whenever the door ring, I'm back in that mode. Taxi, you know for the love. If we talking, we talking in boardings. All of my cars in short, I pay to the Lord. They don't get this shit on record. We got apes with 38s that slide on blocks when they get lit. Got plenty shells, sing like Adele when I set fire to the rain. Yeah, I set fire to the rain, then I ignited in the race. And I'm just praying for my twin, he got indicted on the 8th. Yeah, I just pray he beat his case, but the lawyer great, and he paid. He said, bro, don't say a thing, yeah, everything gon' be okay. Change your number, don't keep nothing where you stay. Stay in your lane, 8 more months, they'll go away. Until then, don't leave a trace.
I'm working on time.
If you really
got, if you really got racks, then throw some, throw some, throw some. If you really got, if you really got my back, then show up. I ain't know I had to dodge to glow up, glow up, glow up. Why you bitches doing cocoa with tour bus? Just got her ass, bitch, you want show up. If you really got, if you really got racks, then throw some, throw some, throw some. If you really got, if you really got my back, then show up. I ain't know I had to dodge to glow up, glow up, glow up. Why you bitches doing cocoa with tour bus? Just got her ass, bitch, you want show up. See, mama, I told you I'd blow up. Last year they didn't even know us, know us, know us. My car to see right through you like an x-ray. Just give me superpowers like the X-Men. Boot it up, you gon' forget who your ex is, yeah. I'm a real home wrecker, just cause your dream girl off of the checklist. Wonder if I died, who would show up to my funeral? I'ma pick you up, but when I'm down, there'll be no sign of you. I don't need nobody anymore, it's kinda beautiful. Mama said I'm better on my own, it's them that's needing you. Never needed you, but I would bleed for you. Forever like a tattoo, girl, I'm never leaving you. I know that you don't feel the same, but baby, I believe in you. I know I said I hate you, but I swear I didn't mean to. If you really got, if you really got racks, then throw some, throw some, throw some. If you really got, if you really got my back, then show up. I ain't know I had to dodge to glow up, glow up, glow up. Why you bitches doing cocoa with tour bus? Just got her ass, bitch, you want show up. If you really got, if you really got racks, then throw some, throw some, throw some. If you really got, if you really got my back, then show up. I ain't know I had to dodge to glow up, glow up, glow up. Why you bitches doing cocoa with tour bus? Just got her ass, bitch, you want show us.
Yeah, she wanna show us. She got double D titties tryna show us. White bitch doing coke on the tour bus. I'm so fucked up, about to throw up.
Wow, fuck.
See him hating on us, yeah, bitch, so what? Top speed, it is still on the slow bus. Hop on the beat anytime and I go nuts. I'm a real junkie, put red in my soda. I'm a real junkie, put red in my soda. This drink got me slumpy, I'm still finna pour up. Bitch, I'm still running, I know we gon' go up. Bitch, LD too cold, I'm not from Minnesota. Cause if it falls, no, get worse, finna roll up. Bitch, how you gon' hit an AI like you know us? You know nothing about me, you just mad cause I grew up. I was tweaking off there, so my baby come over.
Hold up.
Baby, come over. Yeah, baby, come over. Made a rag in a day, finna throw some.
Fuck. Wow. That bitch, how they gon' hit, they don't know us. Fuck. Wow.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we gon' grow up.
If you really got, if you really got racks, then throw some, throw some, throw some. If you really got, if you really got my back, then show up. I ain't know I had to dodge to glow up, glow up, glow up. Why you bitches doing coke with tour bus? Just got her ass, bitch, you want show up. If you really got, if you really got racks, then throw some, throw some, throw some. If you really got, if you really got my back, then show up. I ain't know I had to dodge to glow up. Glow up, glow up. Why you bitches doing coke with tour bus? Just got her ass, bitch, you want show us.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. They're a fresh take on old-school entertainment and your chance to see your very own Broadway diva at a discount rate. The second Big M Show is coming up on March 29th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at mileendimprov.ca.
The policies of the Canadian government.
Protests, politics, local events. CJLO News is on the ground and in the community. On Fridays at 9 a.m., tune in for the News Hour. Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. We cover global and national crises brought home here to Montreal, issues in the Concordia community, and hyper-local events in NDG. Start your Fridays at 9 a.m. with the News Hour on CJLO 1690
AM. Hi, this is BB Club, and you're listening to CJLO at Concordia University. Enjoy.
1690, that was a worldwide exclusive of the all-new SK coming to you soon this month. How are y'all feeling, man? This was a cool-ass episode we've been having so far, man. SK is lit. SK is awesome, bro.
Yep.
And we can't wait to have him again soon, bro. We can't wait to be playing his music soon on streaming, which hopefully is soon. Right? Sometime in April. Hopefully.
April for sure.
April for sure, man. As long as it's not April Fool's, then we lit, man. It's my favorite part of the show, guys. It's the quote of the day, man. The quote of the day is basically a little thing that we like to do where we talk about the craziest thing or the most inspirational thing you can come up with. You know, just a little quote, little sum. So I gotta ask you, SK, what is the quote of the day?
Damn, I really wish I prepared for this one.
Say it from the heart. Say it with your chest.
Quote of the day. All right. Let me think of something good here. All right. If you're gonna do something, and in the back of your mind, you know it may hurt other people, but it's right for you, it doesn't mean it's the wrong thing to do. I feel like a lot of us are always so caught up in worrying about how we're gonna affect the world, but we don't sit back and think about how the world affects us. It's okay to do something for yourself, even if it makes other people unhappy. That's the quote of the day.
Dude, low-key, I needed to hear that. That hit too close to home. What the hell?
I almost folded, but then it
nah,
hit.
You know what? You got that shit. That was beautiful, man. You know what? That's so real. I feel like sometimes we really focus too hard on, like, disappointing other people that we put aside, like, our own needs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, selfish and selfless at the same time.
That's it. Like, I'm not saying be, like, mean to the world, you know what I mean? But it's like, you can't let the world walk all over you if 100%. You're not willing to walk all over the world.
I agree. I think you gotta, it's okay to be prideful.
Yeah.
And not
your own back.
Exactly. Don't be a dick, but, like, be you. Be your...
Be confident in yourself.
Yo, for real. Yo, we need confidence, bro.
I feel like that's lacking. Like, a lot of these artists, if y'all were a little more confident, y'all would be doing better than me. Y'all would be doing better than a lot of us. Like,
I think you're the exception, though. You're pretty lit. You're pretty cool.
I appreciate it.
Be different. Be unique, bro. You gotta... Speaking of being unique, bro, fur. Let's talk about that, bro.
Yeah, we gotta get into it.
The brand ambassador is with us tonight.
Man, when they got the, like, stamp of approval from 600652, boobs, being like, yo, y'all are gonna go far in this, that's a big thing, you know what I mean? Because that's, like, their biggest inspo is, like, a Montreal brand, right? So it's like, to hear that from the inspo is crazy, fam. Like, those boys really got it, because it's just natural. It's not, like, forced. They're not trying to, like, they're literally just living and filming the shit.
They're living the dream,
you know what I mean? They're just being themselves, bro, and, like, it works, you know what I mean? And, like, I feel like if we all did that, that's, like, I've kind of taken a lot of, like, lessons from them, just, like, watching them grow and shit. Like, I really, really, really respect their authenticity.
100%, bro. You know, I feel like they're, like, one of, like, the rare, like, groups of people where, like, I had their whole, like, a good majority of their team pull up, bro. Every single one of them, super genuine. Sometimes when we have, like, a lot of people, it's, like,
the fact that they picked me first to be part of the clothing brand. Actually, I think I'm the only person so far. And for a while, we've got some plans coming. We got photo shoots. We got exclusive drops, this and that. I'm also going to bring them back out to Ottawa for another pop-up in the summer.
That's what's up.
But, like, that's on the hush-hush for now, you know?
But
Underrated 2 is coming. Stay tuned.
Underrated is coming, bro. I can't
wait. Yeah, man. Like, those are some really cool individuals that I'm blessed to get to...
Cross paths
with and, like, get to work with and connect with, for sure.
Honestly, I feel like right now
they are on their come up,
bro. I can't believe anything about that. Dude, they are on their come up, because you know what, man? It's especially that they're documenting everything. Imagine how crazy of a documentary that's going to be.
I need me a Playboy Unknown. I need me a Damien, bro.
Dude.
Somebody wants to follow me around with a camera all day. Bro, you get free entry to everything. I can edit. I can teach you how to edit so you can start making money on your own. Yo, tap in if you shoot video.
Dude, and the quality is crazy too, bro.
Yeah,
that guy, he took such a crazy photo, bro. It's my profile pic. That's how crazy.
Nah,
it's so tough.
Nah, Damien's crazy with the camera, bro. He knows what he's doing.
Talented kid, bro. Especially for the 233 podcast.
Shout out Bros, for real.
Yo, for
dogs.
Real, bro. I'm going to be on the 233 podcast actually soon.
Let's go.
It's going to be lit. Little road trip. I haven't been to Ottawa in a minute, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be cool. So what is exactly fur, though? Let's a little bit of a context thing.
Bro, say fur. You get it? It's fire, bro.
Oh, I didn't even realize
say
that.
Fur. Say fur. Get it?
I didn't even think of it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't either, bro. I low-key had to be like, it's everything, bro. Fur is forever. It's for life. It's fur is just fur. Everybody needs fur.
Yo, like, for real.
For real. Yeah, yeah. Bro. There you go. You get it. You get it.
Yeah. Oh, yo, I had that one in my mind. I gotta say it. Yo, that's actually insane, bro. Dude, they're on their shit, bro.
Yeah,
good bro. For them, man. That's some crazy shit. Bro.
Those are my dogs, for real. Shout out, Twin.
Shout out, Twin. Yo, so, like, since you got all this merch around you, bro, are you gonna release your own merch one day?
I don't know, man. Like, I kind of like wearing other people's stuff. Like, I like...
repping.
Like, I like repping the homies and stuff. I definitely have some, like, super, super top secret plans on the way because my manager...
Damn.
Is going to be releasing a clothing brand over the next year. That's going to be huge. Or she's taking over a brand.
Ooh.
But you guys will find out more about that in the future. Shout out, I Am Kier. Love you.
Yo, shout out to them, bro. For real, we can't wait to see what you guys got in store, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So besides that, before we end it off, do you have anything else that's like in the works? A little bit of top secret stuff?
Low key, I'm trying to get this outdoor crazy event popping with Dylan Jensen.
Okay.
So if anybody's listening and wants a festival in Ottawa, one day festival, all underground music and crazy artists. Also, artists can apply. Just DM me if they want to perform. We're talking pop-ups, clothing, food, games, all kinds of like amenities and everything.
Awesome.
Yeah, like if Montreal people are willing to come out, just like make it known. Go like a post and be like, host a festival. Tell me to host something and we'll make it happen. But besides that, nah man, just my tape, the music video for the tape that's coming with it, and hopefully more shows, more performing.
Honestly, yeah, that could be really cool. I'm excited to see what you got cooked up, man. You got a lot of things in the future.
There's a lot of things on the table, man. We're always working, we're always active.
It's gonna be a crazy summer.
Yeah.
It's gonna be lit, man. I can't wait to see what you got going on, man.
For real.
So wait, like, is it just t-shirts and like tank tops, or do they got
right
like,
now hoodies? we got t-shirts. Tank tops are available. Actually, I think the tank tops are sold out and the t-shirts are still available. Next drop is hoodies. And there's like a secret item that I don't even know what it is yet.
Secret item.
Yeah.
Damn, I hope it's stickers, bro. I love stickers,
yeah.
Bro.
We got those on lock. Like next I messed up. I was supposed to bring a stack here. I wanted to put them all over the wall.
Damn.
But I'll get you out. We'll get them to you for
dude,
sure.
Dude, I was gonna give you a sticker too. I got my own too, bro. Like, dude, I didn't realize how much of this is a big sticker community.
Yeah, bro.
I was not aware, bro. When I announced
shout out Oxy. Oxy was the first one on it. This guy's making like stickers and like jokes, like merch, things like that. Like from time, like this guy's been on that, like even before he was like popping as a rapper, this guy like made weird stickers and shit, like and like graphic and like graphics and everything. Yeah, he's on it, bro.
Dude, I want to get a sticker of just my face. I think that'd be pretty lit.
I've had so many different SK logos, but it's just there's so many SKs that it just looks like some other dude's logo, you know what I mean?
Have you ever done like an SK where it looks like a dollar sign?
Yes.
Oh, okay, damn. I thought I was like, dude, this is gonna
you
be
know what I mean? I've done so many, like that was the OG, like that was the OG logo. It was a money sign, but with a K instead of a line. Yeah.
I thought it was so original. I was like, shit.
Yeah. No, that was the OG logo.
Yeah. Oh, man. This instrumental is really good.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's given like...
it's Nujabes, bro. World's End's Rhapsody.
Yeah, it's given like something that you hear Jamie Foxx hop on or something.
I love Jamie Foxx, bro. Dude, Django Unchained is one of my favorite movies, bro. Top 10.
Yeah, that is a good one. That is a good one. I like that stupid movie he made, the vampire one. That shit
Which
is
one?
So funny. He's like a vampire hunter or some shit.
Like Blade?
No, it's like a comedy. It's like The Night Shift or something.
I haven't heard of it. What's it about?
It's literally just like, it's like Jamie Foxx and some other guy, and they're like undercover vampire like slayers. So they go and like hunt down vampires. And yeah, it's just like a degenerate movie. Like it's super stupid.
It sounds pretty fun. Is it on Netflix?
Lit. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I might check it out, bro.
Yeah, you have to, man.
Top 10 Netflix recommendations, bro. Shit. Do you have any other favorite movies you want to recommend?
My favorite movie of all time. Well, it's actually, there's two of them. It's either Four Brothers or Alpha Dog. One of the two.
What's that?
Alpha Dog is a true story about a kid who got kidnapped over a drug debt. And then Four Brothers is a fictional story based on four brothers who reconnect after their grandmother is shot in what looked like a robbery but ended up being a hit because of their brother. Like, it's like super, it's like crime, like drama, like
Mark Wahlberg, right?
Mark Wahlberg, Andre 3000, yeah. Like crazy cast.
Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese Gibson, exactly, bro. Like crazy, crazy cast, yeah.
And then there was like one other white guy, but I forgot.
I forget his name, but Jackie, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good movie, bro.
Crazy
that's
movie.
A good movie, bro, for real. I just found out recently that Tyrese auditioned for Jamie Foxx's role, actually, in Django Unchained.
No way. I could see it, but the movie would have been too funny.
Dude, his audition tape was really funny. Yeah. It was a meme. It was the, please, no!
Oh, my God, yes, bro. I remember this. That's crazy.
Oh, dude, I would have not been able to take it serious. Just 3 hours of him crying on live.
Oh, that reminds me of, like, that video of Paul Walker where he's in the muscle suit and the bald cap.
Diesel time.
And diesel time.
Paul, what you doing? Diesel time.
Paul's not here.
Paul's not here. But yeah, man, yo, it was an absolute honor to have you
for
on the
show
bro, tonight,
thank you
man.
Me.
Thank you so much for pulling up. But we can't wait to see what else you got cooking up, man. We can't wait for you to drop that EP, dude. Each and every song you played tonight was an absolute banger, man. We're gonna be playing it first, bro, when it officially releases. It's gonna be amazing, man. You have any last words before we hit off?
If y'all want the tape, follow me on Instagram at who the fuck is SK. And comment, like, drop. And if I see enough of them, then I'll stop being picky. I'll pick a distributor and I'll drop it.
Dude, I'm gonna spam that shit. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. I'll do it.
Or, yo, recommend good distributors. And if you say DistroKid or Lander, I'm not gonna answer.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, honestly, DistroKid is, like, everyone's worst enemy right now.
Bro, they only, like, 4 racks.
Serious?
Yeah, they won't pay out.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude. That's from, like, the Shorty Cole days. I just never got a dollar from any of that music.
Oh, dude,
that's
horrible.
Yeah.
Man, yo, what a... Screw Disco Kid, bro. Anyways.
For real.
See you guys next week,
there
bro.
There goes that deal.
There goes that. Screw you, Disco Kid. See you guys next week. We have a very interesting episode next week with a film director, bro. But more on that next week. See you guys next week on the next episode of The Come Up. Peace out.
Suspend.